tomato field, you get paid by the weight. So folk who really know how to do this, they move through. They don't even stand all the way up, you know, because you want to pick it and put it in your bag. And then when your bag is full, you put it down and you get another one. And this is an interesting thing that happens, and this happened to me and it happens to everyone who's picking tomatoes. The sap from the tomato plants begins to like coat your hands and arms, and it starts to harden like a shellac. And the only way to get that off, I learned from watching other folk, is to crush a green tomato and scrub it, and the acid from that green tomato will dissolve that stuff on your hands. So Peachy had been out there in that field all day just picking tomatoes. And at the end of the day, she was muddy and sticky, and her skirts were sticky up to her knees, and she was tired. And she went on home to those two old, most grown children, and she walked in the door, and there they were, sitting at the kitchen table playing tonk. It's a card game. Oh, Mama, I'm so glad you're home. I'm hungry. What you gonna cook? Oh, Mama, the Montgomery Ward catalog came, and Mama, there's a sweater in there. I want that sweater. And Peachy looked at those children. And so she walked on over to the old wood-burning stove, and it was cold. And she looked in the wood box, and it was empty. And she said, somebody go on and go get me some wood, and I'll cook something. And I wanna say, I don't know, I'm getting dark out there. I ain't going out there. Someone could get me. And Pot said, Mama, I would cut some wood. Oh, there go my back again. And Peachy looked at those children. And she looked at that cold stove. Looked back at her children, and she came to a decision. She walked on over to an old straight back chair. And she sat it down by that cold stove, and she sat in it. And she decided she was not gonna move until she was warm, and she didn't care how it happened.